Hey guys, welcome back to Unscripted Scripture. I'm Jack.
I'm Zach.
Yeah. Man, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm feeling great. Just want to say, I'll say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night for all you listening right now.
All right.
Whatever time it is, you're here with us, and we're glad to have you.
That's the truth, man. So excited to be back. Since last week, coming off the series, that was fun doing that series, huh?
Yeah, first series conquered. We conquered it, man.
Yeah, we did. In the beginning.
I know.
But we're,
There's no better spot to start than, like, first series. You might as well do it in the beginning.
You might as well start at the top, huh?
Right. Now we have the rest of the book to do for series.
Yeah, easy.
Nice.
We'll get to it. But now we are transitioning into the New Testament once again. We're going to be looking at Luke 2.
Yeah, Luke 2 before, it's like right after Jesus becomes a baby and then right before he becomes a man.
Yeah, we're looking at this story in Luke 2:41. It's the last time we see Jesus before he starts his ministry. So that's what we're going into.
Let's do it.
All right, so if you guys will turn with us to Luke 2:41, this is called The Boy Jesus at the Temple, and the first one starts off that every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover.
Yeah. So, like, this was happening, I guess, before Jesus was born. Even during Jesus was born.
Yeah. But, well, we know the Passover, I mean, the festival of the Passover is takes all the way back to the time of Moses when they would put lamb's blood over their doors. Because the angel of death would come and pass over the houses where the lamb's blood was. And this is the story of the plagues that were across Egypt. And the angel of death would come and kill the firstborn out of each family, the first male born out of each family. And so Pharaoh's son dies because they didn't have the ram's blood or the lamb's blood over the door. So this is a festival that's been going on by the Israelites forever, and now we're finally up to Jesus, and Jesus is partaking in it, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't wait till we do, like, this is going to be an awesome story today, but I can't wait till we do the plague.
Oh, like, man.
What you just went over, doing us like, just an episode on that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we could even turn that into a series, I don't know.
I know. That would be. Oh, yeah. That probably will be a little sneak peek right there.
There you go. Spoiler alert.
But yeah, so Joseph and Mary, they went to Passover, but Jesus didn't for 12 years. Because in the next verse, it says when he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. Mm-hmm. So that means he didn't go until he was 12, because the customs were once they turn 12, then they can go.
I think so, yeah. It had to be a certain age.
Really? So you think Joseph and Mary, like, were told, like, this is the man, like, this is going to be, this is Jesus, the Son of God. And they would leave him at home with, like, someone else or by himself?
I mean, they still respected Jewish laws. And I think when we look at it going forward, like, they already see Jesus as pretty mature. At 12 years old, they already see him as kind of a man. You can see they said after the festival was over, his parents were returning home, but Jesus stayed behind, and they were unaware of it. So either they like trusted him to do his own thing, or they had a pretty big family and didn't recognize he was gone.
Yeah,
it's like this big caravan of people,
right? Like Home Alone when they leave what's his face at the house.
There's too many of them to count. Too many, they lose track.
Right? Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Like, did Jesus have like brothers and sisters too?
Well, yeah, he had what's his face.
What?
Oh crap!
Starts with. I didn't look this up.
Yeah, he's this brother of Jesus. What's his? Oh my goodness, dude!
All right, let me do a real quick. Let me do a real quick Google search, man.
No, this is like an easy to know. Like this disciple is known for being brother of Jesus.
I mean, Mark 6:3 talks about the brothers of Jesus, James,
yeah, Joseph,
is that what they say? Judas and Simon, but are they actually like brothers?
Oh yeah, I think.
Okay, they're not like brothers in Christ. Well, he is Christ.
I think they. Okay, here this has.
Oh man. We should have looked this up.
I think they were cousins.
Oh, I got it here. Yeah. Mark 6:3. Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. So yeah, maybe that means, yeah, he did have brothers and sisters.
Well, wild. I'm looking at a picture now and it says like, so it was that Joseph and Calypsis were brothers. I don't know who Calypsis is, but apparently in this, he's Jesus' uncle, his earthly uncle. Mm. And so Joseph married Mary, and Calypsis, if that's how you say his name, married the other Mary. And then Calypsis and Mary had Joseph, James, Simon, and Jude. And obviously Mary and Joseph had Jesus. I don't know. You know, I just looked that up on the internet right now. So, I don't know.
Dude. I think the whole point of this that we're getting at is like, there's a lot of people in this family. And even in 44, when they traveled on for at least a day before they noticed he was gone. Because they thought he was behind them somewhere in the whole company of the travelers going back to Nazareth.
I know. And I feel like it's always frowned upon. They're like, how did Mary and Joseph not realize that Jesus wasn't with them? Yeah. Like, I feel like every time this story is read, that's what someone always says or everyone's always thinking. Like, how do you not notice Jesus is gone? But I don't know, but I think that's pretty cool because if not, it would have showed how like paranoid Mary and Joseph would have been.
Any parent, dude. Any parent.
Right. Would have been
freaking out, and like, yeah, if you know your son is the son of God and he's lost.
But what I'm saying is, I think they gave Jesus enough freedom to become who he needed to be, where they weren't like, you know, like. Putting him in a bubble, like he wasn't a bubble kid. Like, oh, you're the son of Jesus. Like, we need to keep you safe, or son of God, we need to keep you safe and not then shield you from everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Mary and Joseph gave Jesus enough freedom to explore, even though they had like the son of God as their child.
Anyways, I think that's just a part of the culture too. You know, it's just be like,
oh, huh.
More like that maturity, like we were talking about. They figure out he's gone and they start retracing their steps and they end up all the way back in Jerusalem looking for him. And by the time they got back there, it took them 3 days to find him still.
Right. Cause Jerusalem, that's big. It's not like you just go.
It's big for the time. Yeah. It was huge.
Quarryville or whatever.
And after 3 days, they found him in the temple courts. They found him sitting among the teachers. He was listening to them and asking them questions. And everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
Right.
That's, I mean, he was a 12-year-old kid, and he was teaching to the teachers, and he was questioning them and asking them the big questions that most educated Jewish leaders at the time probably wouldn't dare to ask the people in the temple that.
Right.
And they were just like so shocked at this kid. Like, who is this kid? Why does he know all these questions?
Yeah, he's showing all his answers? Wisdom. Yeah. I think of like those movies where they have that genius and like the genius is answering all the questions for the teacher.
Yeah.
Like, those are the movies I love to watch. It's like the unexpected.
Yeah, if I was a Jew, I mean, the Jewish leaders, I would think would be like, oh, this know-it-all kid's going to come in here and start talking to us. Like, but they were genuinely, like, impressed with him. They weren't mad. They were just like, wow, look at this. Look at him. Like, are you serious? He knows all these things? He's 12 years old. What were you doing at 12 years old, Zach? What were you, like?
Let's see. 12 years old.
12 years old.
I don't know. What were you doing at 12 years
old? You sports and hanging out outside. You weren't even like, we weren't that into church. I mean, we were just starting a youth group.
Yeah.
Even like sixth grade or so, just starting youth group. Like, we don't know anything about the Bible. And he knew this was Old Testament. So he knew all about the Old Testament. That's even crazier.
I know. What? That was like 2011 when we were 12.
Yeah. Oh,
man. I was probably still learning how to ride a bike and not how to pee my bed.
Okay.
No, wait, 12? That's 12. Definitely well before that. Okay, maybe that's 5 years old. Okay.
What?
To ride a bike and not pee your bed?
So they, his parents walked in. And they saw him and they were astonished, just probably just overjoyed. I mean, to finally find him after how long it's been,
a
couple of days, and everyone's sitting around watching Jesus, like so happy to, like, he's like having this conversation with them. And his mom comes in and she's like about to whoop him. Why have you treated us like this? Right. Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. This is, and then this part, Zach, this is what I love so much about this, and we'll get into it. But he says, like, super calmly, why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? And what's crazy about this is, like, the scripture, you can see in 48, father that Mary uses is lowercase, but the father that Jesus uses is capitalized.
Okay, yeah.
Because he, I don't think he sees Joseph as that father figure. Like, he had such a unique relationship to God that Joseph was just the humanly father that he had, and taught him carpentry and the things of the world and like how to stand like among the world, but God was like his true father. And that's, I think, is like that's the crux of this story to me, is like understanding that we all have dads or even mothers, but God should be even above them. Like, we should look to God as our ultimate and true father, the one who created us and then teaches us right from wrong and guides us to our next step. He's over everyone in our lives. I think that was like a very cool part of this story.
Yeah, like, definitely. I mean, yeah, definitely seeing that. I mean, well, I guess there isn't really much stories about Joseph and Jesus, like that father and son duo as Joseph and Jesus. But I guess that's because we want to see the God and Jesus, like that father and son duo. Right?
Yeah.
You think that's why?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So we can, well, we can only wonder what Jesus had with his earthly father, what him and Joseph were like. But you're right. So, like, this was almost a transition from, like, hey, like, in my father's house. Like, this is God's house. Yeah. It's me and God.
And Joseph, looking at this, must have been so depressed. Like, what do you mean? I'm your father.
Right.
This guy, he's... Oh, he had a good life. I'm kidding.
Yeah, but the... Yeah, so then after that, so Mary asked him, like, all madly, but then seemed like she wasn't mad after that.
Yeah. No, not mad. And I'm sure that whole ride back, like, she was thinking about it. She was thinking about what he's saying.
Well, yeah, because it said, yeah, but they did not understand what he was saying then.
Yeah, so they're just confused and, like, thinking right about it. And then if we go on, it says they went down to Nazareth with them. He went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. Mm-hmm. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
Right.
Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
Yep, that was, I know, and right there it's kind of starts his, like, well, that's where we get left hanging, like, okay, what happened after that?
That's it. I mean, that's, but, like, that's, it's people, done, like, his childhood.
Right. There's like, two very, like, people always try to catch Jesus in the act nowadays, like, when they read their Bible. And they use one of these to see if Jesus sinned or not, like him disobeying his parents. Is that a sin or not? I mean, obviously it's not. We believe it's not. But what? Why do you think we believe that? What makes us think that?
I think because Jesus is Jesus, obviously, and we're told he's perfect. But in this case, like, he probably was following God's call. I mean, we don't know what led up to him, like, being in the temple. Like, the whole section before is him presented in the temple. But we jump forward to when it's Passover, and it immediately just goes from, like, he was lost, they found him in the temple. But we don't know how he got there. Like, if he had a revelation from God, if an angel came to him and said, go into the temple. Like, we just have to believe that, have faith in that. But that's a question, like, people will still always think about that. Like, the time he flipped the money, the tables of the money changers.
Right.
Like, that's temple. Another thing. Yeah.
Same place. It happens at the temple.
Same place. 30, like, over 20 years later or something.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, imagine that temple. They're like, okay, so the last time he was here, he did this. He did go with his parents, and now, he's like 30 years later, now he's flipping tables.
They got a wanted poster outside the temple with Jesus' face. No entry.
Oh, man.
Got the bouncer. That's funny. But this, I mean, yeah, this is the last part, Jesus' childhood, and then it jumps right into when we see John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus. Right. And so, like Zach said, this whole time of in between, this age from like 12 to 30, like, what happened in his life? Like, what was he doing? And this is things we can only think to imagine. Like, this is what we have to kind of imagine for ourselves, because there's no scripture to support it. And we know that Jesus was a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to think that he was doing carpentry. That was like his calling from God and his job this whole time, and just preparing his heart. I mean, this is what I believe, just preparing his heart and his mind to be able to go and preach the word and start his ministry. Because I think when some people think of Jesus, they think of him as like a prophet from day one to the end. And he was, but he wasn't ministering until he was 30.
Right.
Ministry was only 3 years.
Right. That last verse 52, says it all. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So, there was still growing to be done. through those years, learning and just all, well, as it says, wisdom, like all that wisdom he had to gain in those years with him and God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's when we turn to Mark 6:3 again, when people look at him for some of the first times that he's in public, they ask, isn't this the carpenter? So he hadn't revealed much to them during his early 20s. Like he hadn't, they all he knew of him was the nice carpenter. That's all they knew.
Right.
You know, like how he, but this is a crazy thing. Like he still faced the temptations that all of us mm-hmm. young people mm-hmm. face.
He was human. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything that we all go through now, Jesus went through the same thing. It's just the fact that it's not shown in the Bible, like how he approached that.
Right.
I think it's crazy to imagine, but like he got through it. And I think the shortness of it all, the fact that it's not even there, just shows how powerful he is, that he was able to overcome that time in his life.
Right. That in itself is a lesson there, just that human was able to come to this world after what Adam and Eve did, what we talked about the last couple of weeks, and come into this world and beat the world pretty much. He beat the devil. And really showed that it can be done. But in all of his teachings, he's like, it's not easy. Like,
mm-hmm.
this world is not easy. So, yeah, that's a great lesson, Jack.
I like how you touched on the last podcast. Good job.
Yeah, you know, always have to bring them up.
Way to connect it, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. This concludes today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We urge you to continue reading on in Luke to the start of his ministry, as well as Mark. And if you haven't listened to any of the past podcasts, be sure to give them a listen. The series is still up, still available. We love doing it, so we hope we give it a tune in.
Yeah, and you guys can always get in touch with us on Instagram. You just hit us up in those DMs. We don't care if you slide in. We'll be happy to get you back. And we also have Facebook, too. So, yeah. Either way, we can get in contact with you if you get in contact with us. So, let's make it happen.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, see you guys.
See ya.